I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, CMA Entertainer of the Year.
You know what? I like that. I need to teach my wife to say that.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think it's either. Good morning. How's everybody?
Hey, Garth. Doing great. How are you?
I am better than I deserve, man. Everything's great. Happy early holidays. This is going to be a great holiday.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. I'm sure your Thanksgiving dinner is amazing with Trisha.
Yeah, man, everything's amazing with her. I won't be humble about this.
We got to get your email. We got a Christmas list to send you.
I'm telling you, man, she can fill it out. She does this thing called Misfit Thanksgiving where all the crew and band, anybody that doesn't have family, just the doors open. So there'll be a couple dozen of us over there, and we won't be wanting anything to eat for a while because she'll do it, and she does it all herself.
Aw, that's really nice.
Well, Garth, my in-laws are going to be over at my house on Thanksgiving. If you want to see some Misfits.
Let's all head to Garth's.
Won the big CMA award. You're not a stranger to that podium, but it had to feel surreal after so many years.
Yeah, man, it was cool, and it was the women's night, so we were all expecting Carrie. So me and Michelle would really relax, laughing, and when they said the name, I looked at her and went, I can't believe this. And so I didn't have anything prepared. So I just went up and talked about entertaining and what I saw that night. And I was pretty impressed with what I saw that night.
We're going to talk concert, Ford Field with Garth. And we want to cover this documentary too. But right now we're going to play a song. It's Alan Jackson. No, not really.
No.
It's Garth Brooks. All right. Garth, it's a Throwback Thursday here at 99.5. We're playing a lot of your hits today.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Is there an older song of yours that is one of your favorites and maybe not so much one that everybody requests, but one that means a lot to you?
No, I got to tell you, man, there's some that are gaining ground right now that are maybe the most popular they've ever been. And the first one right off the top of my head is That Summer. I'm sitting there playing, and it's like, what is up with these? Because when it was its turn, it wasn't as popular as it is now. It's kind of weird to feel and hear these songs kind of take off now.
When you showed up and surprised everybody at our hoedown a couple months ago this summer, when you do Friends in Low Places, all you have to do is the do-do-do to like strum those first couple chords, and people go crazy. I got chills.
I'm telling you, it's the hardest job on the planet. I have the hardest job on the planet. You just start the song, they finish it, and go to the next one.
It's awesome.
That was fun, man, because that was just a guy and his guitar, and those people made me feel like I was Elvis. They were fans. That was fun.
We got big news about the Garth Ford Field concert. We're going to cover that next.